On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
She's in the house.
His house.
Tori Lagarde joins us.
That's right.
As does on a weekly basis. Also, her own half-hour program by herself for half an hour every week. Which is a...
You did 32 minutes this week. I bet you were
impressed. Yeah. I said, that's like a bonus.
It was a bonus.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Hey, here she is, Tori Lagarde, right here.
Yeah.
Hey, it's good to see you. How you doing?
Great.
Good.
Awesome.
Happy May to you.
Oh, May's almost over. Oh. What are you talking about? Well, Memorial Day is coming around the corner, so.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. You know what I like about Memorial Day? This is strange. I love the Indianapolis 500.
What? They race them?
Yep.
I did not even know that.
They do it on the Sunday before Memorial Day. Weekend, always on a Sunday at noon. And I love it. I don't know what it is about
those
it.
Those Formula 4, you like those cars?
Yeah,
nice.
I do because because there's some danger involved. The stock cars, the NASCAR, that's fairly, that's, you know.
People die doing that. Oh my God. Well,
not a lot.
Just big names.
Well,
somebody else just died like last week or this week.
No.
He was riding his bicycle.
What are you talking about?
One of the NASCAR guys.
Was riding his bicycle and died?
Yeah, he was training on a bike and he got hit by a car.
Ironic.
And died. Young man. It was horrible.
Do you know who this was?
No.
I'm not familiar.
It was trending on Facook, and that's where I get most of my news.
Trending or training?
He was training on a bike.
But isn't a car maybe he was like a, totally
maybe he
different?
Was motorcycle. Maybe it was a motorcycle. He was a motorcycle rider.
I'm not aware
rider.
Of it.
He was some kind of either motorcycle or race car dude.
Okay.
And
okay.
Training on a bicycle.
All right. Well, there are enough of them where that can happen.
You know what? These people get hit and killed on bikes all the time. I think we should just stay off bikes.
It's amazing.
Unless you're in the woods.
Unless
you're off-road.
You know what? I don't understand bikes.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I think we were talking last week about the fact that it's amazing that human beings can walk around on two legs.
You know, I was reading in Consumer Reports, the brand new issue, they talked about back pain. And I read the whole article because I have back pain.
Yep.
So it said, since humans now are on 2 feet.
We're erect now, did you know?
Yeah, we're erect. Yeah. And that was not a thing before.
I mean, I'm not erect right now myself.
I don't even know. I'm too far away for me to tell. But and that's probably a good thing. But we used to apparently on all fours. We were like Neanderthals.
Correct.
And now we're upright. And now that's causing back problems.
Well, of course.
I don't know.
I got to tell you something. If I were on all fours all day, I think I'd have back problems too.
You know, it's a different kind of back problem.
It is a different kind.
I mean, what are we talking about here?
Have you ever done that? Have you ever crawled around on the floor like with kids? That hurts my back more than standing up.
Yeah, did we evolve or did God make us? Because if God made us, we're always upright. So if we evolved, we started down below? I mean, on all fours? I'm confused.
Well, now you're getting into a religious conversation.
I know.
And
we're
not allowed to do that.
Okay.
We're not allowed.
So there's a good question there, though. There's two questions, two sides to every coin.
Well, okay. But it is amazing how we are able to balance ourselves without thinking about it on these two legs. And then I go further than that, and it's amazing to me that as a child, we get on a bicycle. We do tricycle first, obviously, because bicycle's too hard. So we do tricycle.
If you can afford that, sure. Some kids, I don't see them having tricycles.
That's true. To balance on two thin rubber tires, one behind the other, not even next to each other, but one behind the other, that's an amazing circus act.
It takes some skill.
It's a circus act.
Sure.
And then once you do it, you'll fall down a lot. You will scrape yourself. You will hurt yourself literally. But then after that, you will always know instinctively how to balance your entire body on two little thin rubber contacts to the ground. That's amazing.
You just jogged my memory of something, though. Mm-hmm. A dream I had.
All right.
This week, the other day.
All right.
I had to learn how to ride a unicycle in the dream. Isn't that crazy?
Were you with the circus?
I don't know. Why was I trying to learn how to ride a unicycle?
I don't know, Tori.
But isn't that crazy, though? You made me think of it. I'm like, oh, my God, I had this dream about a unicycle. So that's even harder, wouldn't it be, than two wheels?
Oh, my God.
Why was I trying? What's wrong with me? I have way better things to do than that.
I mean, I cannot ice skate. I can't roller skate.
Really?
No.
What'd you do growing up?
Ate food.
Oh, I mean, like for activity. What did you do?
Ate food.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I think I just ate food.
Really?
I'd walk.
So no skateboarding.
To where the food was.
I can put you on a skateboarding.
Oh no!
Doing these ollies.
No. I've so often said that, and skiing. God, right. If God made us.
Right.
God did not put wheels on our feet, nor slippery pieces of wood.
No.
We have our feet are somewhat claw-like, especially if you have a disease.
Ooh. Yeah. My feet are normal.
No, you have toes and you have a foot. It's somewhat, it's a ped. It's a ped. It's designed to, you know, it's not, you weren't just given a stump. Foot. It's a flat object on the bottom of your foot.
And I got toes and
stuff. But there's no shiny wood under it, and there are no rotating wheels on them.
People wanted to learn how to go faster. Probably walking wasn't good enough. We want to glide.
Right. So we self-taught ourselves circus acts is what we did.
Yeah. Well, they're getting rid of that circus.
I know.
Well, Barnum and Bailey. Just
the last performance already took place.
It already happened.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
Now they have clowns going to the unemployment office, and what kind of job can you
get? Rodeo clowns.
Yeah, but I don't think there's a lot of them.
No, you just need a couple.
But there may not be a lot of circus clowns either.
It
so
probably
I really
smells
don't
funny
know.
There too. It's a different smell. I don't want to go to rodeos.
No, that smells like feces all the time.
Well, probably like horses and hay
and bulls,
cigarette smoke. Ugh, I mean,
the whole thing is awful.
Even just talking about it,
allergies. Lung cancer, feces.
Speaking of cancer, I think birds give you cancer. My uncle died he raised pigeons, and then years later it killed him. Pigeons are very dirty, and there's something on them that gets in your lungs, and you can die.
Let me tell you a story about this story. Okay. There's a I'll even mention his name because, and you were here, I believe.
I'm always here.
The magician David Oliver.
Yeah, yeah.
He performed at one of my parties.
He's very entertaining.
Very entertaining. Did you hear his part about the pigeons?
No.
Oh.
But I heard he was sick.
This is what happened to him because he's a magician. He had been all his life.
Oh, my God.
He has these white doves.
Yeah.
And they are concealed in his jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And he does tricks with them. The white doves stayed in his bedroom in a cage.
Oh, no.
When they flap their wings,
yep.
Or during the act when they're flapping their wings on his person as they're being concealed, that dander...
Mm-hmm.
Flies around.
Sure.
For decades and decades, he's inhaling this dander at close proximity to the birds.
Birds are bad news.
Developed that cancer.
Yeah, that my uncle got and died.
He actually had had an organ replaced and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it was quite serious.
Yeah. So,
I don't think you should be
you
around
are
birds.
Right. You're absolutely right.
Why do you have pet birds? Stop it. Stop
That's
that.
That's a very good point.
Parakeets, chickadoodles.
Why would...
Whatever you call them.
Chickadoodles.
Well, there's a parakeet and then there's... Oh, cockadoodle.
Okay.
Cockadoodle?
Chickadoodle sounds like one of those jelly candies, like a Chuckles.
There is chickaboom. It's a popcorn.
Chickabow wow.
Brown chicken, brown cow. Yeah, there's a chickadoodle.
Yeah.
Or, no.
I don't know what
something,
the hell you're talking
some kind
about.
Of candy.
Yeah, you're losing
I mean,
me
popcorn.
Here.
It's good.
Okay, good. So anyway, isn't it cruel to keep a cage, a bird in a cage?
Yeah.
Because a bird has wings.
Lindsay
and
Sterling
it's
wrote
to
a
fly.
Song about it.
It's
so.
Absolutely true.
Yeah.
I think that would be, to me, the ultimate human foible would be to take a flying animal and to imprison it in a cage where it can't fly.
Yeah. Humans are awful.
That's for their own entertainment. I think that's a horrible thing.
Sounds like something Donald Trump would do.
Okay. Everything goes back to him, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, if it's bad, it goes back to him. Good things don't.
But all the bad stuff does go back to him.
Because he's kind of creating his own
atmosphere
of badness, right?
I still have a feeling that he is the Antichrist, but they never told him.
Oh.
In other words, he was not placed on this planet by the devil as the Antichrist. He was a mortal that was consumed by the devil who said, I shall make this mortal my puppet. That's also what Russia said.
Yeah, yeah, Putin.
But, but I think that a deity actually said, I am going to take what life was in this body, which was questionable, mm-hmm. and fill it with the Antichrist body.
Yeah.
And I think that's what happened.
If there's such a thing, that's definitely
if there is. No religious
But I think it's Jared. I think it's his stepson. Son-in-law.
Jared's horrible because he... first of all, he's the subway guy. He starts raping little children.
Oh, not him.
Oh.
This is Jared, Ivanka's husband. He is, I think he really is the Antichrist.
Guy.
No.
I thought Ivanka's husband was the subway guy.
No, he's bad news.
And then he got out of jail and opened up a jewelry company.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of them, aren't there?
Yeah.
I would never name a child Jared.
Not now.
There's a lot too many bad things associated with it.
Not now.
Not ever.
And isn't his last name Kushner or something?
Yeah, I think it is.
And that kind of confuses me with the actor.
Oh, Ashton?
Ashton Kutcher.
Oh,
Or Hare Krishna.
That's
or something.
Right. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
What's Ashton been doing lately? I never hear about him.
Changing his name legally, probably.
He's been having a bunch of kids. He's married now, so he's having kids. So I don't even know. I think he's doing stuff.
Yeah. And Mila Kunis?
Yeah.
Got to be careful with that last name, too. Got to watch that last name.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that couple. I like some couples.
They're nice.
I never met them, but I mean, they seem...
I would have them over for dinner.
Oh, sure.
I sure would.
They would be very entertaining.
I don't know what I would serve, but I would have them over for dinner.
Yeah, they'd never come here.
Mm-hmm. If their limousine broke down.
Oh, yeah.
That can happen.
We'd have a better chance of meeting them out west. Let's just go out west.
Yeah, okay.
I've been there.
With the gunslingers?
I didn't meet any famous people, but I went to L.A.
I
didn't see anybody.
Yeah.
I was on Judge Judy, so I didn't. But I didn't see anybody else.
That's right.
No famous people.
Right. I love that story, too. That should be in your book.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I will definitely talk about L.A.
Yeah. I got a question for you. I was thinking about this.
Yeah.
I was with and whenever I use the term friend, I always stop.
Yeah, because you have like a handful of real friends.
A handful of friends, and they are friends, and that's why,
Yeah.
So anyway, so I'm with this friend, and he has a bit too much to drink.
Mm.
And I can handle my liquor rather well.
You really, I've never seen you not handle it.
I never have been. I never have been really drunk.
Because you're like giant. You're a giant.
No, it's not.
You metabolize alcohol quickly.
It's because when I feel that I'm starting to have...
Oh, right.
I stop.
Me too. That's common sense.
So I never really crossed that line.
No.
But most people don't know when to stop.
They love it. They keep going.
Yeah. And it's also a personality thing. So this guy, he has a lot to drink. And all of a sudden, we're talking and he just stops and he looks at me and he says...
And he throws up. That would have been even funnier.
It would have been funnier. Let me start the story again. Now he stops, he looks at me and he says, man, I love you, man.
Oh, not one of those guys.
Yeah. Says, you know, I know a lot of people, man. You're just so down to earth and so generous.
That's the end of hanging out. I'm so glad.
I know. But here's a question that raised, and women have said this to me too, mm-hmm. but they had to be drunk.
Oh my God.
So the question is, when people like that say things like that to you, mm-hmm. are they being honest because their walls have come down and they are spilling out their true mm-hmm. honest guts? Mm-hmm. Or is this a fictitious feeling that they have that is accentuated by the alcohol and is indeed not exactly their true feelings?
Well, that's been the question for a long time. I tend to think people lean towards it's their true feelings. They're uninhibited because of the alcohol, and they're letting you know how they really feel.
Yeah.
I think it's more on the line of truth. It's a truth.
I don't think I've been
but
in
you
a
know,
situation.
Again, it could be
a fantasy world. I relate it to myself, and I know that when I have alcohol and I get a little bit happy.
You love everybody.
not every, there are limits, but the people that I do like, it is accentuated that I like them more and I feel like texting them and saying,
I'm telling them, sure.
Yeah, so, similar to what this guy did, but not to that extent. But even with myself, as I'm feeling that, I still have enough of a brain to say, Ron, don't do that. Because I don't
you
know.
You won't follow it up.
Because
it'll be to the end of it. And then you don't, this guy calling you now? No,
that's
he's not
point.
Calling you. It was a momentary thing.
Yes.
If he meant it, he'd say, hey, Ron, you want to hang out when he's sober?
Yes. But which is me? which is me, and I don't know. Ooh. I think me is the one that when I'm not drunk, or at least that's the one I'm going to have to pay for eventually.
Uh-oh.
But I don't. I just that's why I don't know the answer to it. I can't even put myself in those shoes and come up with a viable.
Well, let's
response.
Take a poll. Someone should send us an email us with the answers to what you think it is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the question that's posed. Go to Ron Van Dam Show. That's ronvandamshow@gmail.com.
Yeah, tell us the answer. Or
what's your opinion is on that important. Kind of thing. Well, I don't think it's important.
Everything's important in my world. That's a very important question right now. I don't know. I'm not solving world problems.
I don't want to.
No.
I feel this information overload. And again, I don't want to harp on Facebook, but that is part of the problem. There is so much going on in the world, and there really is. And it's kind of stuff that I should indeed really know about and be aware of. So I'm aware of all of that, and I'm aware of all the 800, 900, 1,000 people that are my quote-unquote Facebook friends who are on my news feed. I'm aware of what they're
movie
feeling.
What movie they're seeing.
Everything about them. The curvature of their cervix. I mean, everything.
Do they have a peanut butter sandwich?
Right.
I want to know this.
But Tori, it's so much overload that I think I'm starting to neglect me. I mean, I don't...
Yeah, Ron, take time for you. Turn off, unplug. It's like
it's
the grid.
It's like it's about everybody else all of a sudden.
I know.
Stop that you're placating me.
That's what you do all the time. You go, I know. I love it. Every time I say that, now I think of you because you go, I know.
Do I want to do that?
You say it all sarcastically, like you're from the valley. I know.
Sounds horrible.
No, it's fine. It's you.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Great. That's nice quality.
I know.
Wow.
Hey, so I saw a movie last night. Let's change gears off this.
Yeah.
Called Extortion. Now, apparently, I like to look and see what's out there new. Yes. Not at the theater new, but just what's out I can watch for free new.
Right.
And Extortion had Danny Glover in it. Now, whatever happened to Danny Glover? I used to like this dude. He was in the Lethal Weapon movies with Mel Gibson. Mm-hmm. He was the sidekick. This dude is old now. What is he doing? He's like playing like a second banana to somebody I've never heard of in the movie Extortion. And I still can't tell you the guy's name or the woman's name. But you know what? It got a 6.4. That's okay. Anything under a 6, I'm not watching. 7 would be decent.
How high are we going with the numbers?
Ten.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I know, 10.
I don't. Tori, I am a noob.
1,000. It got a 6.
That's not good, is
it? It's not good.
That's not good.
But anyway, yeah, it's 1 to 10, dude. 1 to 10. Yeah, that's IMDb. It's only been around for like 20 years. But whatever. That's beyond the point.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, so. well, Extortion. I need to watch something exciting. In this movie, let me just tell you, I was screaming and yelling and laughing and going, oh my God, what just happened? It was so exciting. I couldn't even stand it. I'm like, what is going to happen next? This guy got walking. He's about to tell this guy some information. A truck comes by and hits him in the road. I went, what?
Wow.
I was like, this is so crazy. And I'm like, these people better live at the end of this movie because I will be mad. I invested all this time. And if they die, I'm going to be like, no, you didn't.
Invested all this time.
So, I know, 1 hour and 42 minutes. It's a lot of time. But anyway, this isn't a nail biter. If you heard of Extortion, it just came out last year. It's a brand new movie with Danny Glover, who has a very small part with an accent. And you know what? It took place in the Caribbean. That's why I wanted to watch it. Anything Caribbean or Caribbean.
Right.
Tomato.
I don't know.
I will watch it. And I did. I enjoyed the scenery. It was filmed in Puerto Rico.
Oh, wow.
So, whatever.
So, it could be any film as long as it's in the Caribbean
or
Caribbean.
Yeah, then I have to see. If it's over 6, 6 out of 1,000. If it's under 6, I'm not watching it. Where's the number? How high did the numbers go?
Has there ever been anything higher than 10 out of 1,000? Or is that pretty
much
it?
Well, yeah, 10's 10. You're a 10. You're not an 11. These go to 11. It doesn't make sense. Stop it.
That's like people that say, yeah, I'm working really hard. I'm working 110%.
Yeah, yeah, there's no such thing.
Yeah.
Those people need to stop it.
Yeah, because, well...
There's only 100%.
Sorry, they're ignorant. They don't
200%.
Know. 200%.
I 200% agree with you.
They don't know that.
Shut up. Right away, I don't like you.
Because you make no sense.
You're going over 100.
Absolutely.
You go to 11.
I know.
I know. Ron, I have a new problem. Okay. I'm doing yard work all the time. And as I'm raking, every now and then, I find a peanut shell. I don't know where they're coming from. This is I swear this is 100% true story. I think my neighbors are giving peanuts to the local chipmunks.
Yes.
Those animals are coming into my yard and depositing the empty shell.
I see what you're saying.
So if my neighbors are listening, should I say stop it? You're feeding animals. Mm. But I have to pick up the shells. We don't have peanuts in our house. It's not coming from us.
No.
These animals are dragging them all the way to our yard eating them.
Peanut-free area.
They don't want... Yeah, well, they don't want to eat. What if my kids had allergies?
To peanuts, you're right.
So in the yard, I'm finding dirty peanut shells all the time. It's happening all the time.
Well...
Stop neighbors. Hmm. You fancy neighbors with your peanuts.
How can we solve that one?
Yeah. That's why I'm asking you.
Because we don't even... All right. I'll see what I can do. We're going to assume that it's got to be one of your neighbors?
Unless they're... There has to be. Because why would peanuts come from Avon or Randolph or any town surrounding town? They're coming from my neighbors.
How often does this occur?
All the time.
What is all the time?
A year. For a year now it's been going on. It's like once a week a year.
How many peanut shells are we talking about?
I don't know. I mean...
How many have you picked up in the past week?
Only a couple in the past week, but I haven't been out every day.
So it's not like somebody is dumping bags and bags of peanuts in their yard.
Well, unless the squirrels are going to other yards.
Let me ask you.
They're going here, then they're going there. They're leaving a couple here, leaving a couple there.
Now, you have a pond behind your house, so they can't come from across the pond.
No.
So it has to be adjacent.
Yeah.
So are there peanuts in the shells when you find them?
No, it's just empty shells. Okay. It's garbage.
I'm trying to think of a great health situation here. Mm. Can someone who has peanut allergy get sick from touching peanut shells?
Oh, sure.
Okay, here's what you do then. There are two steps. The first step would be to, you know people in the city in which you live.
Mm.
To contact the Health and Human Services person. Well, wait a minute. And say, this is my situation. Uh-huh. How do you suggest I do this? Should I give notice to my neighbors that I have people here living here?
But I don't. I'm just saying, what if I did? I don't have peanut allergies. I don't know anyone with peanut allergies.
You don't know how to operate in society.
Oh, you see. So you're going to lie. Okay.
Yes. No, it's not lying. It's
all fact.
It's real. It could be real.
Okay.
It's alternative fake. Yes. Okay. That's exactly what it is.
Oh, so that's a Donald Trump thing. I should definitely get on board with that because he's the president.
That is new and acceptable.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like this did happen. What if this did happen?
Oh, this could happen.
Yes. For example, I'm very protective about my property.
Oh, yeah.
I have moats.
Yeah.
And I was told that if someone... trips or falls down on my property, I am legally responsible.
Homeowner's insurance covers that,
so,
right?
So am I to wait until someone trips and falls down?
No. Or keep everyone off your property?
I would be proactive and say, for legal reasons, I can't be responsible.
So what do you do on Halloween?
I usually go around and collect candy.
No, but I mean, you give out candy. People come onto your property. You're too big. You can never get away with it.
No,
you're like 7 feet tall. Yeah. No one would ever believe you.
I meet them in the street. No, I don't. I don't know. I guess
what
I have to be.
What does everyone do that day?
I have to be somewhat
everyone
human.
Has to say, okay, I guess I got to let kids on my property or turn your light
tell
out
you something, Tori,
like an old fuddy
if I had a crack between my sidewalk and my driveway.
If you had a crack?
If I was selling crack between my driveway and my sidewalk and a kid was walking.
Well, you can't do that. It's illegal.
And tripped and fell down because there was a recess.
Okay.
I would be responsible for their injuries.
Oh, my God.
That's
scary.
I probably wouldn't be on Halloween or any other day if someone just tripped on their own shoe, and I would try to make that a case. But if there was an actual physical crack in my driveway and you can trip over it, I'd be responsible.
Oh, no.
So
I don't ever want to own a house. Then.
I think it's one of those grin and bear it things. You know, there's a law that when you have people over to your house, if you serve them alcohol, they leave, they get in an accident.
I've heard that. It's your fault. Yeah, it's tracked back to you.
Yeah. So I think we just kind of take chances with some of these things, but we're not
only
happy
have
about
friends
it.
To your house. Then don't have acquaintances.
No Facebook acquaintances,
because they might really say, "Hey, Ron Van Dam, we're going to sue him."
Yeah, friend wouldn't sue you. They'd say, "No, I can't blame you."
They can't.
Yeah, but
then they're not a friend.
Hey, if there was an ambulance involved and they started asking questions, then who knows? Yeah. Anyway, I don't talk about that. Anyway,
no.
Do you like fireworks?
Who doesn't?
I don't.
Well, that's right, you don't. But if they're loud and they're going on too long, I don't.
If they're an orchestrated theatrical situation,
like the 4th of July, yeah, oh sure, that's great.
But I am totally against individual homeowners or people in the streets setting them off in the streets.
Okay.
And that is indeed illegal in Massachusetts
that can get
to
obnoxious.
Possess them.
Yeah.
It can. It also can cause fires and loss of fingers, which I don't care.
It's coming up in a couple months.
If somebody does a firecracker and they lose their fingers, it's like I told you so. That's that would be my reaction.
It's kind of
I told
stupid.
You so.
Yeah, don't be doing that.
But here's my problem is and there's two things I wanted to say. The first thing is, with all this terrorism stuff, explosions to me are not something pretty anymore. When I was growing up, there were wars.
Oh, that's right.
And there were bombs. And fireworks are explosions.
Right.
And I don't like the connotation between standing there and going, ooh, and then seeing bombs go off. You don't go, ooh. To me, there's a connection between explosion of devices. So this turns me off now.
But the song, Star Spangled Banner, the lyrics, the bombs in midair.
I know.
And then they're shooing fireworks. Isn't that like confusing you then? Confusing people.
Very much so. And I never cared for that. They're illegal in Massachusetts, and yet on the 4th of July and the weeks before and the weeks after.
All kinds of people have them. Mm-hmm.
The police never pursue.
They look the other way.
Yes. So why do you have this
law? Because they want to choose
law?
Their battles. Because they don't want to, you know, people are having fun. They're like, well, whatever. They're not killing anyone. So that will just look
but then,
away.
Why have the ordinance?
Yeah, why have the law?
If they are legitimately never enforced.
Right.
That bothers me too. It's like, what are we doing? What is this?
It's
what's
Thunderdome.
Going on?
It's Thunderdome. Especially it's Thunderdome. Brockton, Massachusetts. Whatever goes on there.
You know what I always wanted? Vigilantes.
I thought you were going to say a pony.
No. No, I don't want a pony. That's more crap on the lawn.
Well, there are vigilantes, aren't there?
Well, I don't mean that they go out and they do their own.
Charles Bronson.
I guess it's the wrong term. A citizen's arrest. Citizen's arrest. Where if you're a citizen and you see something wrong going on, there should be a place that you can
call. They'll kick your ass if they find out it's you. Don't do that.
Well,
you're an arrest then. You're a fink.
It has to be anonymous.
Drop a dime on somebody.
You can't live in a society and watch horrible things occur because you may be telling on somebody.
Right.
Like, well,
define horrible.
You murdered that person.
Well, murder is different than a firework, don't you think?
Not if the firework hurts somebody.
Oh, well, you're going to be that guy.
It's cold down out there. It's 4th of July. There's no excuse.
But
I don't want to
Tori, if there's an ordinance against it, then there shouldn't be one if that's the case. But if you're going to say that that's the rule of the law, then you must enforce it accordingly.
Well, yeah, but...
What?
I don't know. Then you get nitpicky. Yeah. You got to suck it up. Some things we don't like in life. And 4th of July fireworks on every other day besides 4th of July is one of them, apparently.
Right.
I got to go, oh, well, like the Rocks game. I got to listen to their 10 o'clock Friday night. Oh, there's games going on. I'm hearing fireworks going off.
There is a stadium nearby that on Friday nights after, it's a ballpark stadium.
It's 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah. They set off an entire fireworks show every Friday.
Every week.
That, to
what
me.
What is that about? How can we afford that anyway? Should have a lunch program for kids in Brockton instead of fireworks.
Well, kids don't have to eat.
In the summer they do. My dad used to have that all summer long. Yeah. They'd get food when there wasn't school.
Well, it's the fireworks or food. I mean, it's one or the other.
Yeah, apparently.
I don't know. I would be up in arms if I lived in that area. That would be me.
I'm not even that close and I hear it. So imagine if you're right near there.
I can hear it. I'm like 3-4 miles away. I can hear it here.
No.
Absolutely.
You know I definitely hear it. So people right there behind the stadium, man, sorry
I used to have a dog that got nervous every time it heard a gunshot or one of those fireworks go off.
Yeah.
It would shake and drool and just go nuts. And
that's sad.
So Friday nights, it would be sensitive. That dog would be sensitive enough to hear that thing 3-4 miles away.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. You know, laws and society have to work off of respect to each other.
Oh, sure.
And there is a certain aspect of that where you've got to weigh the two. The entertainment of people at 10 o'clock at night for fireworks, or the fact that there are babies and dogs that react to this and people going to sleep at 10 o'clock, which is more important? Well, apparently it's the revenue of the stadium than it is the... Then why'd you put the stadium so close to people's homes? I just...
Well, I will tell you this. Last summer...
Yeah.
On Cape Cod...
Yeah.
it was way after midnight.
Yeah.
Middle of the night. Mm-hmm. People are sound asleep.
Absolutely.
We had some punk kids
yep.
go to the end of the dock.
Yep.
Light off fireworks. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yep.
Now, let me just say this about that. In that neighborhood, there's nothing but white privilege.
Yep.
So you go, and I went out there. I was mad.
Mm-hmm.
And I snuck around. I didn't go and confront anyone because right. you don't know who these people are. But right. you look and you see who they are under the streetlight.
Yes.
They, you know, these white, snooty-looking kids, yep. probably 17.
Yep.
The kids have to think they can do anything in right. the world. Their parents right. are going to get them off or don't care. Mm-hmm. I don't like how that's happening.
So what did you do, Tori?
What did I do?
Did you call the police?
No.
Why? 3 o'clock in the morning or whatever it was?
I let someone else handle it because there were several people that were upset.
Yes.
And I said, well, then they can handle
did
this.
Did the authorities show up?
I don't think so.
No, of course not. Of course not.
Because it's not, I mean, what is defined a big deal, apparently. But you know what? It's like 1 a.m.
To me, that's a big deal.
What's happening here? What you're waking up everybody to be a punk.
Yeah.
They're drinking. I saw this girl. One of them had, I know, there were 3 girls.
Mm-hmm.
One is drunk and they're trying to keep her up. And she's underage.
Mm-hmm.
This, you know what? This is society. That's why people don't like white people. And you shouldn't. Because a lot of them are taking advantage of.
This can be any.
It can be
right. anything.
But I think you don't discriminate against one race. Because you know what? All races, there's problems with everybody.
That's correct.
Everybody.
That's the message.
And that's proof of that.
It
ding-a-lings.
Is correct. Oh, my God.
Think you're going to get away with anything?
How dare you call people
ding-a-lings?
Because
you got money? You and your money.
Well, I felt
you can
that
go
over
stick
here.
It, man.
Wow. Ouch.
They're like probably Donald Trump supporters, too. When they grow up, their parents probably are, and they're probably like, yes, it's fine. Trump is our president now. You can do what you want.
Well, ugh. You know, unfortunately, you're right. Unfortunately, you're right.
Speak up against it, I guess, you know?
It's given every schoolyard bully the power
yeah.
to...
Unfortunately.
And the license to act that way.
Yeah.
I don't even want to get into that part of it.
They did before, but now they have backing.
Mm.
Like these Confederate statues in the South, they're all upset because they're going to take them down. You know, it's way past time to stop glorifying slavery. Way past time.
Yeah, there was some official or congressperson down there in the South that said anybody that is caught trying to remove a Confederate statue should be lynched.
Yeah, that was Mississippi.
Yeah. I actually used that term, which is incredibly offensive.
It really is. Yeah. I mean, that is not thinking.
I don't know what country I live in sometimes, to be honest with you.
No, at least we're above the Mason-Dixon line,
yeah,
Ronaldo.
I don't know.
You know, because below that, below Virginia, I don't know what's happening.
I'm sure there's a couple of people south of the Mason-Dixon line who feel the same way we do.
Oh, there's a lot.
I think, well, six.
Yeah.
Six people.
So they, but you know, what are they doing?
Nothing.
I don't know. Maybe small steps.
Small steps.
You know, baby steps. It's been 200 years. It's, you know, too soon. We got to, you know, take it easy on this Confederacy.
Yeah. Things take time.
Ugh.
Things take time.
Unbelievable.
Nothing changes overnight.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
No, they weren't. It wasn't. All right, there's one more thing. Do you have anything else?
I just want to ask you about brushing your teeth.
Oh, why? Am I offending you?
No, this is a general question. Never. when you brush your teeth, sometimes I'm in such a hurry. Mm-hmm. I don't use toothpaste. But that still counts, right?
No.
Because you're getting the plaque off. Healthy. Listen, all you need to do is get the plaque off. All toothpaste does is freshen your breath. All you need to really do is get the plaque off. So you can use a toothbrush with cold water and you're still good.
It's better than nothing.
Well.
But I don't think it gets the plaque off.
It does.
No, I think that
it's a toothbrush. It still counts.
I think the toothpaste has a scrubbing agent in it.
Oh.
I think Ooh. That, yeah.
Well, I know it has fluoride. You're supposed to treat your teeth with fluoride. But I mean, I can just brush my teeth and get the plaque off without the paste. I'm going to do a Facebook survey. I'm going to ask people
you
on
can.
Facebook.
I mean, again, it's better than not doing anything at all. But I don't think it's going to remove everything that it would with the paste because the paste creates
really?
a scrubbing mechanism.
Oh.
To do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted to ask you because I'm just wondering. I wouldn't do it every day, but I mean, in a pinch.
Yeah.
I think it gets the plaque off.
Do you?
Because it's a brush. Like they used to say, take your finger and use a washcloth if you don't have anything.
Correct. If you don't have anything.
You still, all your point is to get the plaque off your teeth.
Right.
Right? I can't have plaque on my teeth at all because it's so annoying to me to feel that little film. I go nuts.
I think plaque is the actual enemy of the tooth.
Yeah.
I don't.
It's the enemy of my brain because I can't stand the feeling of anything across my teeth.
Right. Well, now you know how I feel when you talk about things. that, make me squeamish. I'm a very squeamish person.
I am too, but not as much as you.
Yeah, I'm pretty bad.
Because I've seen things on the internet that I can't unsee.
I should get squeamish. This is a problem that I have, and I don't know why I'm exposing it to anybody. Uh-oh, but
then don't.
Large amounts of makeup.
Oh yeah, you told us that.
Make me very squeamish.
Yeah, you don't.
And I know why too. It's because my mother.
Right.
I think was a circus clown. I'm not sure.
You have
but
psychological
she,
things about makeup then.
She put foundation on her face and then had a couple of guys with mortar come in and put a second coat of foundation on. And then she would put, she would draw in an eyebrow and she would put rouge on her cheeks. It was like...
a drag queen.
There was no face. There was no face. It was a painting. My mother was a painting.
Wow.
Yeah. And then she would wash it all off at night and put Noxzema cold cream on her face and sleep with that.
Oh, that's generational. Yeah. They used to do that in the 50s. Yeah.
And my parents divorced when I was 13, and I have no question as to why.
Oh, my God.
Because I would have done it much earlier than that. Right. Nicest woman in the world, but I don't know if that's an insecurity or if that was a generational thing from that era.
Uh-huh, right. Or both.
Not sure. But that... I remember going to, we had a house phone. We had a couple of phones in the house because this is way back.
Oh yeah, landlines.
Yeah, and when I would pick up the phone to talk to one of my friends, I was like, "Right, he's got a friend on the phone." I'd go down, I'd pick up. It would be caked.
Oh, you told me that. Flesh covered in the makeup, and it would probably smell like it too.
Yeah. So yeah, it's traumatizing. I got a problem with that.
I hardly wear any makeup, as you know.
Yeah.
Because if I did, you'd be like freaked out every week. I don't know how we would have made it this long.
Probably wouldn't. No. But here's the thing. I mean, and I don't know if I feel like this because of that, but makeup to me is like you are phony. You are.
Yeah, you're hiding something. You're covering. You're hiding behind it.
If women are so beautiful, then let's see.
Don't need
beauty.
A mask. You don't need a mask.
No. Men don't put makeup on. Are they inherently ugly, horrible, earthworm looking entities? No.
Good point.
Some are, but. You know?
So what's Donald Trump's excuse? Why is he orange?
Because he's insecure. He's insecure.
And under his eyes are like white. So there's something going on.
There's no question that there is something being applied or something being worked on.
The way they used to say Reagan, he said, "I don't color my hair." Well, why is your hair always dark? And you're like 100 years old.
Yes, there's no question
so
about it.
So is it vanity? It's got to be.
Well, he was an actor, so I kind of get it. Yeah. Trump thinks he is, but he's not.
No.
But Reagan was legitimately an actor. Sure. So,
and then he was legitimately governor.
Yes.
Before he was president.
I know.
So
I know.
Something happened there.
Yeah.
He had some political experience.
Well, he was, I mean, I remember making fun of him because I used to say he was president for 2 hours a day and the rest of the time he'd take a nap.
He'd napping, yeah.
But maybe that would be wonderful if Trump would just take a nap, man.
He doesn't sleep at all.
Get a good night's sleep, babe.
He's a robot. He can't sleep.
He's a robocall. He's a walking robocall.
That's a shame.
Call robocall of death. And I think even people that like him think he should just, you know, let's trim this up
people
a little
like
bit.
Him.
Yeah, some do. Anyway, well, this has been fascinating.
I'd say so.
Now, don't look at the clock and tell me how far into the show
43.
We are. 43. Oh, no. Tori, are you all right?
I'm not.
Okay.
Oh, it was in the ballpark.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course you're in the ballpark.
5 minutes. Well, it's a whole minute of intro, so.
Yeah, that was like, nine out of 10. No, it's 9 out of 1,000.
No, I know. Okay. It got a 6.4. It's called Extortion with Danny Glover, who has a very small role. It was a nail biter.
It's called 6.4?
No, that was its rating. It's called Extortion.
Okay. You said it's called 6.4, well, I thought.
You know what the story is about, real quick? It's just this guy. He goes to the Caribbean with his family, and there's no explanation why his 8-year-old, 6-year-old son has a Spanish accent. They never talk about that. They found a kid that was Spanish to play the role of an American, English kid.
Right.
And then they go down there, and he rents a boat, and the boat runs out of gas or does something. It won't function on the island, and they're on a deserted island that they had to go see, Treasure Island. Mm-hmm. And then they get rescued by these pirates, which is the guy who's from the movie with Tom Hanks, goes, "I'm the captain now." So they got that guy in it, that skinny black dude with the mouth.
Yeah.
So he's in it. He's a horrible person. Mm-hmm. He's the most horrible. He's even worse than he was in the Captain movie. Mm. So anyway, so then he's in it, and then he says, "I will rescue you if you give me $1 million, and then otherwise your family has to stay on the island." So they're over there dying, like the English patient, for days. I'm like, "Oh my God, these people are on an island dying," and then he's off trying to convince Danny Glover that he didn't do it himself. "Oh, your family is missing, then I don't believe this. I think you did it yourself." So again, it's so much drama. I'm like, "Oh my God, what next?" It was very exciting, but the acting was not that great, but still, it was exciting, I guess.
Was it his fault for not putting enough gas in the boat?
No, the boat had gas, but something went wrong with the wires, and then he had to steal another boat, and then somebody else died, and somebody got speared, and I'm like, I don't know what was happening. I'm like, this movie is off the wall. It's off the chain, off the hook.
Wow.
But yeah, check it out if you want. If you like going, "Oh my God, what happened now?" I'm yelling at the TV or the computer going, "Wow."
I wouldn't see that movie. You know why? Somebody else's problems that I have to take up. Now I have to be involved in another person's problems.
You do. But it's over in an hour and 42 minutes. Then you can have closure.
That's too long.
I just want to see the Caribbean, dude. I just want to see the Caribbean.
That's all.
It was great. There was blue water and palm trees and drama.
There's travelogue films you can see, I suppose.
I
do those too.
I watch everything I can on the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Caribbean nice. Life, everything.
You should go there someday.
I've been when I was a kid, and I'd like to go back.
Yeah.
Well, I need to get some money. I don't have money for shoes, dude. I'm wearing these same shoes for 8 years.
Do they
years.
Have holes in them? They look like they have holes, so fine. What the hell? Why would you buy shoes that you don't need to replace?
Because they're not comfortable. I wore them on the garden tour, and my feet had blisters. For two days, I couldn't walk.
Okay.
They've been there too old. When shoes get old and they start wearing out, they're not supportive anymore.
Yeah. You should have a lawn sale or something.
I should.
I guess.
I'm on a dead end street. No one wants anyone on our street. We don't have.
Put a sign up.
There's no yard sales on our street because we don't really want people knowing where our street is. So we all agree not to have yard sales.
Oh, well, that sucks.
No, not really. Because I can do Craigslist.
That's true, too.
And I do.
That's true, too.
I've got to make some money somehow. I'm selling off stuff.
People do very well with that.
They do. I do go to sell stuff.
I mean, there's other things besides Craigslist, but yeah.
Yeah, I got to do this. Yeah. Facebook has a new thing now. Facebook Marketplace.
I know. I had the person on the show. I know. There I did it again.
Nice.
I had the person on the show who's responsible for that part of Facebook. And
my daughter's got some great baby stuff from Facebook Marketplace. Yeah. So it's
that was
good.
I think I told you about that interview. She was very, very cursed with me.
Yeah.
Because I said I didn't understand some of the stuff about Facebook.
Yeah.
And she said, well.
Well, I told you.
Yes. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. You
she
told me.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see. I don't like anybody connect with Facebook.
She sounds like me when I'm in a bad mood.
Well,
I shouldn't be talking to people.
All right.
I'm like, what did I just say? What did I just say? I'd be even meaner, probably.
Well, it was that, like, why would I even question her Facebook empire?
Oh,
it was
right.
Like that.
It is
like
an empire.
But
she's not responsible for that. That's Mark Zuckerberg, dude.
I know she isn't. It's a job, you know. You know, when people call me up and try to sell me things on the phone and all this kind of stuff. I there's a little tinge of guilt in me that says, these people are trying to feed their families, man.
Really?
It's the only job that they could get.
You're overthinking it.
I overthink everything.
Jesus.
It doesn't stop me from hanging up on them, but I'm just, really? As an afterthought.
Oh no, I'm very angry. I don't even care.
Yeah.
Go live in a box.
Oh, I hang up on them.
Don't you call me.
Oh, don't get me wrong.
I block them.
Don't get me wrong.
I block them every time.
I know, but it's not them.
Yeah, it's not them.
I mean, if you don't have the skin to realize that most people are going to hate your guts because you're a telemarketer,
then don't be one. Exactly. That's
so
a good
point. Guess, you know, from that aspect, it's okay, but I don't like hanging up on people.
No.
Then they should learn not to call me in
the
first place.
They don't answer the phone. That's all I can tell you.
And I don't.
Oh, good. That solves it.
Yeah. Well, you never know. You know, it could be somebody from Nigeria telling me that there's $1 million in gold that's in my name.
Leave a message.
Yeah.
It's probably that guy from I'm too captain now.
That's all he does. That and he's in movies. She's Tori Lagarde. I'm Ron Van Dam. Thank you so much for joining us today. And until next time, we wish you peace.
Peace.